Abaku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Lichona njani mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 13 Ntulikazi 2018 nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
userigile already ngoba nxa ezavotisa amapolisa ebusuku sokusithi ukuthi kusiyaphela ilanga lokuthi kuvotwe lisiyafika wonke umuntu olipolisa uyabe sevotile esesiyavota mhla ka-30 uyabe sephinde ekubili ngakho lolu khetho sesihle sithi asisakholisi ukuthi sithi thina sizavota sikhululekile.
Abamabandla aphikisayo kobulawayo batshengisele lamhlanje bekhonona ngokuvotiswa kwamapholisa ngudlu izolo e-Rose Camp.
We shall win the elections on 30th of July peacefully, and we rule peacefully.
Ubaba utufuna uthando lokuthandana sambeni kuma election ngokuthula sikhampela ngokuthula.
Umongameli Mnangagwa wabele abantu bejojolo emathebeleland north inkomo ezedlula inkulungwane phansi kohlelo lwecommand agriculture namuhla. Uhlelo lokuzilibazisa olwe Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba leqembu lezokholo ele ofakazi. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abamabandla aphikisayo kobulawayo batshengisele ezitaladeni lamhlanje besola ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission phezu kokuvotiswa kwamapholisa ngudlu izolo eRose Camp lakwezinye inkamba phansi kohlelo lwepostal voting. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva kokuthola imibiko yokuthi amapholisa ayavota kobulawayo eRose Camp ngepostal vote betshelwa ukuba bavotele uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kuhlelo obelungaziwa la iziphathamandla zeZEC kobulawayo, amabandla aphikisayo avuke ayaqala ukutshengisela phakathi kwenkamba lapho abadudulwe khona ngamapholisa. Odinga ukumela imakhokhoba edalela eParliamente umnumzana Sidingani Dube ngomunye obetshengisela eRose Camp lamhlanje.
Userigile already ngoba nxa ezavotisa amapholisa ebusuku sokusithi ukuthi kusiyaphela ilanga lokuthi kuvotwe lisiyafika wonke umuntu olipolisa uyabe sevotile esesiyavota mhla ka-30 uyabe sephinde ekubili ngakho lolu khetho sesihle sithi asisakholisi ukuthi sithi thina sizavota sikhululekile.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Max Banda yena uthi ubuqili bukaMnangagwa sebusobala.
Zimbabwe enhle. Namhlanje mhla ka 13 ngiyalazisa lapha maZimbabwe wonke ukubana silapha eRose Camp lapho uMnangagwa esithi ngupresident ukathathela umgabe. Yena nangu sevotisa futhi amapholisa. Sithi hayi Mnangagwa, sicela ama free and fair elections.
Unkosikazi nokuthaba Hlongwane womanyano we-MDC Alliance laye usole kabanzi okwenziwa nguhulumende kaMnangagwa.
Ye, sithi thina le into eyenziwe emapholiseni, amapholisa ayafana lathi uMnangagwa kayekele ubuqili, kayekele ukuthi kuvotwe ngesikhathi singakavoti, singakavotwa kanti nxa uthi ufuna ukuthi arike, manje kakaqalisi, kakathi one, njengangabe emathekeleni vele asifuni nakumbona.
Amavoti amapholisa abo abikwa ezayagcinwa ngabezeki eHarare engavulwanga abesethunyelwa lapho ababhalisela ukuvota sekusele amalanga amabili ukuba ukhetho lwenziwe. Kusenjalo ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party seliqale ukuhamba likhankasa edolobheni lakobulawayo lithanyela imigwaqo. Ozamela iMRP ebulawayo Central edalela eParliamente uNkosazana Sehliselo Ndebele laye usemkhankasweni lo.
Namhlanje sesile campaign lapha kuflower esikithi esibizwa ngokuthi clean up campaign. Le campaign besiyenza kakhulu ukuthi sikwazi ukungejana nama voters wethu.
Sekusele amalanga alithumi lasikhombisa ukuba iZimbabwe iqhube ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edalele parliamente kunye namakhansili, kodwa kulokungazwani kwamabandla ezombusazwe lecommission yeZEC ngendlela elungiselela lolukhetho lobanje ukukhankasa sekufike esibangeni esiphezulu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wabele abantu beJojolo eMathebelele North inkomo ezedlula inkulungwane phansi kohlelo lweCommand Agriculture namuhla andubana akhulume labalandeli bakhe emhlanganweni wokukhankasela ukhetho esomhlolo stadium eLupane. Kubika uStandekile Mhlanga we Studio 7.
Kuna varakuta zuma demonstration ayi voti.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uthembise abantu inhlelo eziningi zokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe ezigoqela ukuphutshisa olwegwayi Shangani Dam oluzalithela iMathebeleland amanzi. Asizweni amanye amazwi akhe ehumutshwa ngumgcini sihlalo weMathebeleland North kubandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Richard Moyo.
We shall win the elections on 30th of July peacefully and we rule peacefully.
Ubaba uthi ufuna uthando lokuthandana sambeni kuma election ngokuthula sikhampela ngokuthula.
Kuna varakuta zuma demonstration ayi voti mupolitemu. Polling booth, munopinda munhu one.
Pambilo kubambana, basne mandu. Ayo ngiyabonga.
Uyalibonga ubaba akutshaleni izandla.
Esabela abantu inkomo eJojolo, umongameli Mnangagwa ubakhuthaze ukuthi bezigcina kuhle zithuthukise impilo yabo.
If you get three, amatoka zam three, noma am ten kumbe, njengezinduna. Nare A2 Sabanika 5 or 10 Abatokas. After 5 years these are Rantana Kumbi Abatatu number 4. So after 5 years the battle the first one is Nenez Tatu number Nine Nezaro. Because of battle. So you program in Singapore Ebuti Abasali Emakaya. We are empowering the households at home. When I'm my Nalacha or Fanavacha, and it says Niki is in Kong. But not to eat them, no. To breed with the hand, and it.
Ebonga amazwi kamongameli Mnangagwa, unobhala webandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Obert Mpofu. Ukhulume ngodaba olushupha kakhulu eMathebeleland.
Bakubonga ngakho konke okwenzela ilizwe ngenyanga ezingu-6 edluleyo. Kodwa into abayicela amayouth baba yikuthi khona kungcono kakhulu ukuthi ngabe liqhatha amayouth akhonapho kulokuthi kulethwa amayouth abangasoba lapha nxa imisebenzi ivukile. And wakhuluma ngakho ubaba ewange wathena watshela i-management yezesa watshela i-management yekorari wathi nxa kusenzakala yonke intuthuko esigabeni kube lokuqhatshwa abantwana bakhonapho. Izinduna nazo ziyakhala zithi kulezilimo kodwa nxa sebelimile inyamazana zifike zidilize konke lokhu bengazuzanga i-compensation. Konke lokho ubaba uthi uzakwenza ukuze kuthuthukise isigaba sakithi.
Ezinye iziphathamandla zebandla leZANU-PF ebezikulo umhlangano zigoqela umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, Sibusiso Moyo, Angel Petrude Geje, Jacob Mutenda, Sthembiso Nyoni, King Mathema labanye. Ngakwelinye icele, umkhokheli womanyano we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ube nomhlangano ofanayo eMtasa Central lapho athe belokhu belisa ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission iqhube ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Inele Studio 7, ngikhona pha eWashington, ngosithandekile Mhlanga.
Yebo, 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 mthwakazo omuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today aqoqeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngokukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ize yavuma namuhla ukuthi ngempela amapolisa aqalise ukuvota lanxa nje ibikulandule lokhu izolo ngemva kokubanja xhaka kwamapolisa evotiswa ngudlu eRose Camp kobulawayo izolo. Kodwa umgcini sihlalo wekomishini leyo unkosikazi Priscilla Chikumba ukulandule ukuthi amapolisa abanjwa ngamandla okuvotela iZanu PF. UGibson Pepe usipha lolu daba.
Amapolisa endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe ezigoqela iBulawayo wange lezinye aseqalisile ukuvota okwethuse uZulu esithi ibandla leZanu PF seliqalile ubuqili kukhetho lwalonyaka. Omunye wamakhomishini unkosikazi Sibongile Ndlovu uthi uZulu kakumelanga ethuke ngoba kuvele kuyimvumo njalo kusemthethweni ukuqala ukuvotisa ngepostal vote.
Postal ballot inikwa abantu ababeyicelile bebhale ugwalo bayicela kuzeki besenziwa ukuthi basemsebenzini kahulumende ngaphandle kwelizwe kumbe basemsebenzini kahulumende laba abamapolisa lamasotsha kumbe njengabayezeki ababe besezindaweni abangahlali kuzo ngesikhathi sokhetho. So nxa sebecelile bavunyelwa bayathunyezelwa ama ballot papers la abe phakathi kwemvlopu. Imvlopu yokuqala ephezulu iyabe ibhala ibizo lomuntu lo ozavota, ibhala ibizo lakhe, le ward yakhe, le constituency yakhe, le province yakhe.
Ukubeke echasisa ngalolu hlelo lwepostal voting.
Uzivoti uyathatha imvlophu yakhe abe lapha khona kakudingeki ukuthi kube labantu bezeki bezekhayeni ukuthi uvote njani. Akula muntu okhokhelela ukuthi uvota njani.
Ukukhonona kuvela ngemva kokuba umnumzana Sihlahla Gwana isiphathamandla sezeki elandule ukuthi amapolisa ayavota kobulawayo izolo okudale ukuthandabuza ukuba izeki ingabe ingasiyo ephethe lolu khetho. Ngimele isithuthu seven ngisarare ngiwugibhe mbhebhe.
Abenhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu njalo abazaqapha ukhetho lalonyaka babe lomhlangano lentatheli namuhla besethula sebekubone kusenzakala ngaphambilini kwalolu khetho. Kubika ubathabile Masuku.
Abenhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo abantu zingaphansi kophahla lwe-Election Situation Room ziswale kakhulu ukusebenza kwe-Commission eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ngokuphatha ukhetho ngendlela ebangela ukuthi uZulu engayithembi. Ilunga le-ESR umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi iZEC iguqule indlela esebenza ngayo ukuze abantu bakhululeke njalo bayethembe.
Sibone kulenkinga yokhetho ukhetho oluphathelane ngokuvota kwamapolisa besebenzisa uposo kumbe ipostal vote. Sithole ukuthi Rose Camp kobulawayo kube lokhetho lukaposo lepostal voting. Kodwa ukhetho lolu kuyenzakale ngendlela eletha ukuthandabuza ebantwini. Thethe uthi kumele bevote bevota munye ngamunye. Kwesibili thola ukuthi kade kungela lwazi ngeinformation ngepostal voting le.
Elinye lamalunga e-election situation room umnumzana Michael Ndiweni ukhuthaze iZek ukuthi indlela abenze ngayo ayivezi ubungcitshi ngoba ingazisanga uZulu ngokuqala kwalolo hlelo.
Izekhi yona bekumele nje iphumele egcekeni ikhuluma ukuthi hayi amapolisa aseqalisa ihlelo labo le-postal voting lokucula mhla ka-16 as an example. Dhani ukuthi sizwe umkhulu wabezekhi ubaba uSegwana esesala ukuthi akona le njalo eyenzakalayo ngamanga ukuthi ilanga lingakatshoni bese sibona amapolisa sevuma ukuthi hayi kwenzakele.
Leli qembu labantu abe-election situation room bathi abazwakali ukuthi isimo sinjani kwezinye indawo njengezinkambeni zamasosha lapho okungafikanga abantu khona. IZEC ithi yona ayilamlando lapho kukhangelane lokuvota ngeposo. Kodwa lenhlanganiso ithi izabamba iZEC ngamandla ukuthi ibe lengxenye kuleso sabelo njalo bazazama zonke indlela ezigoqela ukuya emthethwandaba. Imele iStudio 7 ngikubulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump uhlangane lenhloko kahulumende yeleBhilithani lamhlanje onkosikazi Theresa May kulokuxokozela okukhulu lokutshengisela kwabantu bakulelo lizwe besithi kabamjabuleli. Icele le-MDCT elikhokelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Kuphe selicele umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ukuthi ehlukane lokungenela kunhlelo zokuqhutshwa kokhetho. Kubika uMavis Kama.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni lentatheli zindaba wokupha umbono wabo wokukhonona phezu kwendlela bekhomishini ebona ngezokhetho eyeZEC eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Unobhala jikelele webandla leli umnumzana Nixon Nyikazino uthi bakhathazekile ngokwenza kukaChiwenga lapho ekhuluma ngeZEC.
Cela ukuthi uChiwenga anje uyakwazi ukuthi ngumuntu wayephambili vele ngendaba yekhulu eyenzakalayo mhla ka-18 November. So sicela ukuthi akathese ngendaba zangama-elections FGS njalo njengabantu abeZimbabwe ukuthi beke behambe bechuze umuntu abamfunayo nothi ukuthi yena etshele ukuthi iZEC yenze njani ngendaba ama-elections. Ama-reforms esikhuluma ngayo khamathi yenjalo engahluphani engahlukumeze aboZEC labochepe semangona ukuthi benze ama-elections kanjani. Sifuna ukuthi yena ekwazi ukuthi sengu-vice president kasoli soldier amasoja asiwafune vele ngendaba zama-elections yikho esifunayo.
Ekhuthaza abeZEC kuba baqhube umsebenzi kakuhle hathi kukhanya angani beyingxenye yelinye lamabandla ancintisayo kukhetho.
Asifune vele ukuthi iZEC ibe yenza as if nge-organization ezanu-PF or yenza izinto entuthukweyo ukuthi bekathisele ukuthi iZanu-PF ize ibe ingene iwine ama-elections. Asifuni lokho. IZEC ibhodi eli-independent, so sicela ukuthi bona besithengise njengama-political party ukuthi ukwenza kwabo vele ngabantu abayi-independent abangasiwo abantu abasenjiswa ngabantu beZanu-PF. So thina njengabantu abeZimbabwe sesiphuma eParliament sithi abantu abeZimbabwe kabakhulume bethi i-election esingena kuyo le kufanele be i-free fair and fair election, i-free fair election, not injonge ukuthi abantu abeZimbabwe bagcile eParliament behambise izinto ezingafunayo ngabantu abaphandle.
Abebandla likankosazana Thokozani Kuphe basola kakhulu inkulumo kaChiwenga sikhathi sonke ekhulumisana loZulu emihlanganweni yokudinga usekelo lwamavoti lapho azwakala njengomuntu otshela abeZEC okokwenza. Kungalesi sizathu bekhuthaza abeZEC ukuba baqhube umsebenzi wabo belandela umthetho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevisi Gama.
Ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa namuhla lixotshe amalunga alo angene kukhetho ngenkani kumbe ezimele. Abaxotshiweyo laba bagoqela umeli weMavuku Tafara edale lePhalamende, umnumzana James Maritati lomeli weHarare West edale elifanayo, unkosikazi Jesse Majome. Kusenjalo umtshutshisi omkhulu kahulumende umnumzana Ray Gova laye uxotshiwe namuhla esetheswa icala lokwehluleka ukutshutshisa kuhle amacala enkohlakalo etheswa abake baba iziphathamandla zikahulumende kamgabe. Sixoxele encwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Ukujeziswa kumbe ukukhishwa kukamthuthisi omkhulu welizwe kwenziwa ngaphansi kwesiteso sombuso lemithetho efakelwe khona lokho kukhangelwe ukuthi abe yilokho okuthiwa u-independent. Singakhohlwa ukuthi i-National Prosecuting Authority iliqembu elizimeleyo kayithunywa ngama-politicians kayithunywa ngu-president ukuthi thuthisa lo ungathuthisi loyana. Ngakho-ke nxa ngabe ukhuluma ngokuthi kulamacala amakhulu awe-corruption engakathuthisi ukuthi labo bantu babotshwa ngoba bengama-political opponents akunabufakazi angeke azabudinge abuzuze bungekho. Yona leyo nto kuyafanele ukuthi ikhangelisise ukuthi icala lakhe licala yini kumbe wala ukusetshenziswa ukulwa labantu abangahambisani lalo uhulumente okhona.
Ngezinye indlela Ncube kungatholakala ukuthi ukumiswa kwakhe umsebenzi kuhambelana nalo kungezwani yini okukhona phakathi kwamaxuku atshiyeneyo kubandla leZANU PF?
Yebo, kungenzeka khona lokho, kodwa ngithi lapha sesiyacabangela kungenzeka njalo ukuthi ngempela uyamehlula umsebenzi, kodwa sifuna ukuthi sikukhangele ngendawo zombili.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube yincwethi kwezombusazwe. Ukuxotshwa kukagoba lokhu kuza ngesikhathi omunye wabetheswa amacala enkohlakalo ngesikhathi sikamgabe umnumzana Ignatius Chombo eselovele umthethwandaba we-High Court ecela ukuthi ulahlele kachana amacala awetheswayo. Igqwetha lakhe umnumzana Lovemore Maduku ufikise isicelo lesi enkantolo izolo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni we-cricket linqotshiwe lamhlanje kumdlalo wama-one-day internationals. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu lePakistan liqale ukutshaya ibhola labuthelela amaruns angamakhulu amathathu lathoba mnemili 308 ngemva kwama-overs angamashumi amahlanu lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayisikhombisa. Iqembu leZimbabwe lithe seliphendula lenelisa ukuthola amaruns alikhulu lesikhombisa 107 kuphela kuma-overs angamashumi amathathu lanhlanu. Umdlali weqembu lePakistan udale umonakalo omkhulu uqembu leZimbabwe ngu-Imam Ul Haq yena otshaye amaruns alikhulu lamashumi amabili lathoba mnembili eyedwa okulinani eledlula lelo elitholwe ngabadlali bonke abeZimbabwe. Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNesh Mgogwarira obebukelela umdlalo enkundleni yeQueen's Sports Club koBulawayo ukuthi abadlali abaxabana lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cricket phezu kweholo elitholwa ngabadlali kumele baphenduke babe ingxenye yaleli qembu ukuze iqembu leZimbabwe lingabi yinhlekisa.
Iqembu leZimbabwe amaChevrons adlalanga kuhle bayenze okuyangisa kokuthi iZimbabwe irecord yokudliwa kakhulu lapha eQueen's Sports Club yayiyenziwe ngeminyaka esingathi eyi-8 edlule bedlala leqembu eleSri Lanka lapho abadliwa khona nge-118. Namhlanje amaruns abawenzileyo yi-107 kuphela. Abafana laba abanye basesebatsha kukahle ukuthi iZimbabwe ikhumisa nemlotha labanye abadala ngoba laba abatsha hayi basafunda. Laba abanye abakhona abadala abanjengabo kukaputani uMthuli Masakaza hayi kadlalanga kuhle njalo uyefileka ubana ephakamisa abafana.
Kulabadlali abathenjiweyo ababalisa ababe ngokapteni beqembu lesizwe uGraham Cremer, uBrendan Taylor kanye loSikhanda Raza abangekho kuqembu leZimbabwe elingelana lelePakistan ngoba kulokungezwani phakathi kwabo lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cricket phezu kweholo. Umdlalo wesibili phakathi kwalawa maqembu ukhona ngoMvulo mhla zilitshumi lesithupha njalo uzaqala ngemva kwemizuzu elitshumi lanhlanu ukutshaya ihola lethoba munye ekuseni. Asikhangele umdlalo wenguqu. Imidlalo yeCasilaka Premier Soccer League ingena kuviki lethumi lathoba munye kulimpela viki njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leChapunguli zamukelele eMtare City ngaseAscott ukuthi elebulawa eCity lizadibana neHarare City ePapa Fields. Iqembu leYata lizadlala leFC Platinum ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leChicken lizadlala leNicroot ngaseLuveve. Abafana benkezi Platinum bazadlala labeTriangle ngasePawpaw. Ukuthi iqembu leZPC Kariba lizanqikelana leBlack Rhinos ngaseNyamunga. Ngensonto iqembu leCapes United lizadlala lebulawa eChiefs eNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leJapan Mine lizadibana leDynamos ngaseMcLass. Ukuthi iqembu leHighlanders lizemukela leHerentals ngasePapa Fields. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Freight lamhlanje silo mhlabeleli wezokholo uFidus Sifanda ehamba leqembu lakhe leOfakazi Gospel Group. Lalate liga Fitas Spanda LS2 Panjalo lile ngoma ezilichumi lambili. Ngokutsho kwakhe uvela kude mpela umhlabeleli.
Ekuqaleni bengidlala amadrama nanjalo ngibuye ngikhule umculo wembube. Kusho ukuthi ngakhula nje kanjalo, kanti nasekhaya nje kuyinto nje esiphila ngayo.
Lanxa ehlabela ekwele South Africa, uFidus uzalelwe ePlumtree esigabeni seMpandeni, wakhulela esontweni, yikho nje ehamba ngonyawo lwegospel.
Manje kuyisifiso sami sokuthi abantu bonke nga uNkulunkulu bemkhonze, ngenxa yokuthi okumanje esikhathini esiphila kiso abantu balibele ngoNkulunkulu ngenxa yokuthi into zomhlaba zimnandi. Manje kwangenza ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi ngizame ukuthi ngidlulise imiyalezo manje ngokurekhoda manje amadlalade wengoma zokholo. Manje ukuthi abantu bekhona ukuthi nalama abezidlala kube nalapha ezibathinta khona.
Ingoma ezikuleli dlalade zigoqela le ethi litholakala njani idlalade kulabo abangathanda ukulithenga Sifanda?
Endaweni yaseZimbabwe litholakala manje kakhulu kuMr. Ncube laphana eNkulumane Komnyoro. Ifone number yakhe ithi 071-664178. Ngizoyiphinda futhi 071-664178. Kanti eSouth Africa litholakala kimi ku 061-708-9451. Ngizoyiphinda futhi ithi 061-708-9451. Leyo noma ngabe kuWhatsApp uyakhona ukungwhatsapp ngayo ma ngabe ufuna isiphi noma yiliphi. Manje laboFakazi uyalithola kini.
Uyalicela njalo umhlabeleli balaleli ukuthi limxhase lithenge amadlalade akhe oqobo, hathi lawa abazwa izigilamkhuba eziphila ngezithukuthuku zamanye amadoda. Uphuma ke enkundleni uFidus Sifanda leqembu lakhe leOfakazi ngale eyisihloko sedlalade ethi limcobelele. Siyabonga Fidus Sifanda ehamba leqembu lakhe leOfakazi Gospel Group. Lingayikatshana luyalandela uhlelo lweLive Talk lapho esikhangela khona indaba zokhetho lamhlanje kulokukhonona ngokuvota kwamapholisa. Kwanele Mthwakazi, Oliver Lelisayo, Ngontunga Milinko, Ma Libelobo Sugobu.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.